Good morning and welcome to the Andy Summer Show on 92.5 XT with Andy and Dave Cruz. And we say good morning to Kristen. Hello.
Hi.
Hi, Kristen. So the CMAs were last night and there were some big winners. So what do you think about, like, who's your favorite and were there any surprises in the winning categories for you?
So I love Dan and Shay.
Okay,
and I'm really surprised that they didn't win for Song of the Year for Speechless, because that is one of my favorite songs.
I know. They did get Vocal Duo of the Year, and they were up for it. So this is where it gets a little bit confusing, because their Song of the Year, which Tequila was actually nominated for that one, and then their Single of the Year, and Speechless was nominated for that one. Okay. So the difference is Song of the Year goes to the songwriter. And it's generally just, it could be maybe a song that hasn't been heard as much, but it's just a really great quality song. And then Single of the Year is all about how well it does on the radio.
Okay,
how well,
so that's more popularity.
Exactly. So God's Country won for Single of the Year. Blake Shelton's song, I mean, which is a great song, but I mean, Speechless was enormous last year, right?
Yeah.
I thought that
I've had a lot of friends do that as their wedding song.
Yeah.
Right.
I was super surprised by that as well. Tara, what was your favorite part from last night?
I really loved Lady A and Halsey. They were just sounded so great together.
Yeah.
So blending their songs.
If people didn't hear that, this is what it sounded like. So that's Halsey. And I meet someone and it's working out. There's
Hillary. And what you miss is Andy lip syncing all the parts to the song. So it's like a.
But that song is hard to not sing because I feel like I want to be up there with them.
Yeah.
They looked beautiful too, didn't they, Tara?
Oh yeah, they just sounded so great.
Yeah,
the contrast
in their voices is what really makes it special.
And it's funny because Halsey has she has such a unique style, but she was so classy up there. Like, her hair looked great and her makeup was awesome. And then she and Hillary were wearing like matching blazers, pink blazers with their they just looked so great.
Oh yeah, all the suits everybody was wearing and it was great.
It just wore the whole night was just fantastic.
It was. They just knocked it out of the park. It was amazing.
Tara, if you're not careful, you're gonna make Andy cry again.
I know.
That's I was waiting for somebody to play Jolene. I'm like, come on, what the heck?
I was kind of surprised. The throwback songs in the beginning were not all super popular songs now, right? Like the throwbacks were not ones that kind of, I didn't recognize them all, but they certainly sounded great.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Definitely.
All right. Thank you, Tara.
Thanks, guys. Have a good day.
Thanks, right, you too. Let's check in with Liz.
Hello, Dave. How are you today?
Good. So what's on your mind this morning?
Well, I wanted to make a comment about the CMAs, and yes, I loved the opening. It was emotional, but the part that got me the most was Willie Nelson. My dad passed 3 years ago, and he loved Willie Nelson, and just seeing Willie really struggling to get through that song, it killed me, you know. And then Casey came out and saved the day, and she was beautiful, and I'm glad she won, and you could tell that he made a little comment to her. You could see Willie say something to Casey like, that was beautiful, or something, you know, right after they finished. It was a great moment. The whole show was awesome.
That's what I love about the CMAs. You can watch the Grammys and all the other award shows, and it's just not as sincere, I think, as the CMAs, right?
It's not. The country fans have a deep connection, whether you're sitting there watching it with your mom, or I'm sitting there with my coworkers, and, you know, I work with a lot of young guys. I'm a 911 dispatcher, and you know, they like the new stuff. I like the old stuff. There's something for everybody, and there's not a point in the show where you say, oh, you know, I'm going to shut it off for a little while, you know, this is a lull. There's no lulls in that show. It just, start to finish, it was great, and you can connect to every bit of it. New or old country, it was awesome. And then my boy to win the last award of the night, it was perfect.
There you go. And don't forget, we have another chance for you to win Garth Brooks tickets coming up before 9 o'clock this morning. Okay, Liz?
I know, but seriously, you guys got to let me sleep. I've been lacking in sleep. I've been working all night and then staying up until 9 o'clock. I need to go to bed.
We'll talk to Garth about it, see what he can do.
Okay, thanks. Thanks. You guys have an awesome day. Love you guys. Love your show.
I am so happy to hear that Andy had said that she was so emotional last night, because I watch it every year, and last night I was just so emotional, and I was like, am I the only one that's crying?
I couldn't even figure out why I was crying, but the tears would not turn off.
Oh my gosh, I know. And I think it's like seeing all of those past country artists that were so, so big years ago just come together and do such an outstanding performance.
Yeah, it was. It was breathtaking. And then to see so many of the new ones get up there for Girl Crush.
Oh my gosh, that was my favorite. That was my all-time favorite.
So good. Oh, it was
just
so good.
Reba, oh my gosh, she is absolutely gorgeous. And that was one of my favorite songs from her, Fancy. So it was a great show. And I followed with Nicole. She's amazing. She was so much fun. Lots
of laughs. Watching her live on Facebook during the commercials was so much fun.
It was. It was. Well, I just wanted to call and say have a great day and thanks for putting on the best morning show ever.
Good morning, Don.
I was wondering last night that nobody talked about Loretta Lynn. She was in the audience.
She was. Mm-hmm. Yes.
She's one of our queens.
She absolutely is. Yeah, that was
a
beautiful tribute.
Dies, are you going to be the same way or what?
What?
I said if she ever dies, she don't feel she's not too good now.
I know. Did you see her her sister, Crystal Gayle, perform? She sounded amazing,
didn't she?
She
was great.
That was awesome. Well, Don, thanks so much for checking in. Definitely. It was wonderful to see Loretta Lynn out there. Our thoughts and prayers are with her and her family.
Yeah, mention her name to everybody.
Yeah, all absolutely.
Right, will do, Don. Thank you.
All right, thank you.
Okay, right, bye, Don.
Bye.
Good morning, Jacqueline. Hey, what was the highlight of the CMAs for you?
Hi, guys. Definitely the highlight for me was Luke Combs winning last night.
Winning multiple times.
Yeah, he got Song of the Year for Beautiful Crazy, and he also took home Male Vocalist of the Year.
Yes, he is well-deserved.
Absolutely.
Me and my girlfriend cannot wait. We're going to go see him next week in Philadelphia.
Fantastic. It's going to be a great show, Jacqueline. Thanks so much for checking in this morning.
Good morning, Joanne. Hey, what was the highlight of the CMAs for you?
Nelson, what a performance. Seeing him and his voice and at his age, 86, God bless him.
I know. It's amazing when you think about that, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh,
he just seems timeless.
Really true American, country American for sure.
Absolutely. Joanne, thank you.
Good morning, Kylie.
Hi.
Did you watch the CMAs last night?
Yeah.
What was your favorite part?
When they sang Speechless.
Oh,
Dan and Shay. Yeah, that was beautiful. Did you sing along?
I mean, I kind of did.
Yeah, I kind of did too. And then my kids yelled at me and told me to stop singing.
What was your favorite part?
I really liked watching all the women in the beginning.
Yeah, same.
So of all the women that are in country music right now, Kylie, who's your favorite?
Carrie Underwood.
Yeah.
And hey, one day maybe you could be the host of the CMAs.
Yeah.
Kylie, thank you so much for calling this morning. Thanks for supporting country music. We appreciate you so much.
Thank you. I listen to you every morning.
Thank you.
Thank you, Kylie.
Are you going to school now?
Yeah.
Have a great day, okay?
You too. Love you. Love your show.
Good morning, Pamela. What did you think about the CMAs last night? Anything pop out to you as being super special?
Well, yes. I love Blake Shelton, and I love Garth Brooks. And their acceptance speeches and their performances were just awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a personal experience 3 years ago. And Andy and 92.5 XTU was always there. They kept me uplifted when I was going through a leg amputation. And Blake Shelton, Reba McEntire, a lot of the performers that I saw last night was the reason that I'm up walking and pretty much back to normal.
Oh, good for
you. That's great, Pamela.
It was a very trying experience, but thanks to you guys, I have to give homage to you guys because your show at the rehab, I would turn the radio up and they would say, you got to turn it down a little bit. I said, but I can't. It's Andy or it's so-and-so.
And, she just keeps getting louder.
Yeah.
We know what you're saying, Pamela.
And then I had everybody from, you know, that listened to hip-hop and rock and heavy metal that was in rehab. By the time I left out of there, it was a country music rehab because everybody was playing Andy's show in the morning.
Aww. Well, it was an amazing show, and I'm so glad that country music has had this much of an impact on your life, Pamela. And I think that speaks volumes to the format and the community, right? We're like a great big family. That's what I try to explain to people who may not listen all the time.
Yeah. Once you're accepted into that genre of music, you're addicted. It's like an addiction that you don't want to get rid of.
Absolutely.
And I will stay true to my country.
Well, God bless you, Pamela.
Thank you. I love your show. Love you guys. And thank you so much for everything you've done for me.
92.5 XTU. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.